And open your Bibles quickly to the book of Psalms. 119. Starting at verse 9. When you get to it, say amen. Psalms 119 and 9. It says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies, as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. There are a lot of people that know the scriptures, or I'm talking about remembering them. You know, they can quote the book. They can quote chapter and verse. They can even quote the words that are in the scripture. That means that they receive those words or retain them in their mind. And they remember them. It's good to remember the word of God or the scriptures or the Bible. However you want to put it, it's good to remember it. It's a good habit to develop in our lives. But when it comes to deliverance, when it's come to getting us out of trouble, all of those scriptures that we have in remembrance will not deliver us, will not get us out of trouble, it will not sustain us. Why? Because we have what they call head knowledge. And if you only have head knowledge, it's not enough. Amen. You got to let what you have retained or taken in through the word of God into your mind. The Bible says, let this mind that be in Christ Jesus be also in you. If you have taken in this word in remembering the scripture, some people can quote that stuff, and I admire them. They can. I can't do that. But what they fail to do is you have to let that word flow from the head down to the whole body. Amen. In other words, what you got up here, you got to let it flow to your heart. That's what David is saying. Thy word have I hid in mine heart. Because God judges by his heart. And out of the abundance of the heart, what? The mouth speaks. So all of that remembrance that we have, Brother Tony, every scripture that we can remember and obtain in our minds, we got to let it flow. That's the written word. We got to let that written word flow down to the heart. And out of the heart, the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. That's a spoken word. And when we speak that word, it becomes a rhema word or a living word. In other words, it manifests in our life what we have need of. Amen. Praise God. Come on, give God some praise. David is saying, he asking the question, said, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By the word of God. Amen. He goes on to tell you that. He said, by taking heed thereunto according to the word. In other words, you bring forth that light that's in you. That which you have stored up. You ever watch a lot of Christians got head knowledge? I mean, they come into the church with the mullet grub, their head hung down, they look sad, and all this stuff, you know, and they're walking with, you know, they're not walking right, they're walking so you can notice them. And they're just waiting for you to ask them the reason why they are in that state. They're just waiting on you to knock on their door. And when you knock on their door, they will open that door and snatch you in there and tell you everything that they are going through. These are the ones that's head knowledge. Because they haven't let the word flow from the head down to the whole body. If you don't let the word flow to the whole body, then by his stripes, how are you going to know he's going to heal you? If you don't let this word flow to your whole body, glory to God, then you just know John 3:16. And when you get in trouble, it won't get you out of trouble because it's going to play up on your feelings and your emotions. You're going to whine and dine and do all these things when trouble come your way. But if the word has flowed down into the heart and it has been that treasure that you got in that heart, now when you open up that heart, the abundance of that heart speak glory to God. And when it speaks through those lips, it speaks to it speaks healing. It speaks salvation. It speaks strength. It speaks power. It speaks joy. Why? Because you have let the word flow down into the whole body. Hallelujah. Come on, you guys are praying. God is concerned with the whole man. I say that all the time. He's concerned with the whole man. Because I asked God that question one time. God, you are really concerned with the whole man. We preach about the outward appearance and all that stuff. God said that intro thing that creates the outer appearance that we have need of. That's why people can see you, glory to God. In other words, they can see Jesus. They can see that light, that word that you are bringing forth. They can see that light in you. And when they see that light in you, then it becomes that way. It becomes that way to get out. It becomes that way to escape. It's a way of comfort. It's a way of peace. Because they see what? Peace in you. The peace of Jesus Christ. They see that joy in you that surpasses all understanding, even your understanding and their understanding. Why? Because you know that it is God that is doing the work and it's not man, but it's God. It's the Christ that living in you, the hope of glory, the one that bring you forth the manifestation of his word. Don't you know that's why Jesus said that mind that was in Christ, let it be also in you. Why? Because you can get all those scriptures and know them by heart, glory to God. But it takes the Spirit of the Lord to direct his word. It takes the Spirit of the Lord to bring it forth. It takes the Spirit of the Lord to bring forth the power. It takes the Spirit of the Lord to bring forth the revelation and the understanding of his word. Glory to God. And when you let God be God, it'll flow from the head, which is Jesus Christ, down to the whole body. And the whole body is rejuvenated. Glory to God. The whole body have life. Ah, from the Father down to the lowest vegetable. The whole body have that life in them. Hallelujah. Come on and give us a praise. David goes on to say, he said, with my whole heart have I sought thee. Let me not wander from thy commandments. Well, you got to seek God with your whole heart. You got to give him everything. I'm talking about everything. You got to give him your mind. You got to give him your thoughts. You got to give him your actions. You got to give him your ways. Because all of that stuff, the Bible says, is nothing but filthy rags. You got to give it to God so that he can cleanse it, glory to God, so that he can renew us day by day, so that he can refresh us along the way, glory to God. You got to turn it over to him. Why you turn it over to him? Because God wants to rejuvenate the whole man, glory to God. He wants a revelatory, the whole body, glory to God. So when you get sick, you can be healed, glory to God. Because it's not just head knowledge anymore. It's a rhema word called Shaka, and the healing virtue of God go forth and it raise up the blind, Lord, and open the blind eye and raise up the lame, glory to God, and make the sick be healed, glory to God, and the downtrodden lift up full of joy, glory to God, the sad person be happy, glory to God. This is the rhema word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. David said, don't let me wander from this. Don't let me wander from thy commandments or the judgments of righteousness. He said, don't let me wander from this. In other words, don't let me miss the mark. Don't let me stumble along the way. If I stumble, I can remember the scripture that is going to come from the heart. Glory to God. And when it comes from the heart and I speak those things that are not as though they are, they shall come to pass in your life. Glory to God. That's what I like about God. That's a living God. See, you got to live this thing. You just can't know it. Head knowledge. Glory to God. You just can't have it hidden in your heart. It's a treasure. Glory to God. That has to be departed. Glory to God. It has to be spoken. Glory to God. It was written and it was spoken. And now it's up to you and I to speak that rhema word into our own lives. Glory to God. So that means that you don't have to wait till you get to church to have somebody to lay hands on you so you can be sick. Glory to God. Why? Because you got the rhema word, that word hidden in your heart. Glory to God. And all you got to do is out of that abundance speak healing unto your body. Glory to God. Out of that abundance, glory to God, you can speak peace. Glory to God. Out of that abundance, glory to God, you can speak joy in your household. Out of that abundance, glory to God, shall you live and move and have your being. Come on and give God some praise. Thy word have I hid in my heart. You can't use what nobody else got in their heart, because they might not have as much in there as you got in there. That's why it's a personal relationship between you and God. It is a continuing and a personal fellowship between you and God. We can fellowship together. It says, forsake not the assembly of yourself together in the house of the Lord. We come together to lift up God and to praise him and to thank God what he's done for us all week long. But it's up to you and I personally before God to fellowship with him, glory to God, so that he can guide this word that we have studied to show ourselves approved. It's our personal relationship with God, our personal fellowship, glory to God. I can't tell you how to do it. You can't tell me how to do it. But if you open up the book and do what the scripture says, seek ye shall find, knock in and it'll be open. Glory to God. Ask the one who know about this word and he'll give it to you. Glory to God. He said he won't hold back no good thing for those that walk upright before him. And there's only one good, and that's God. And the word is God, and God is that word, and that word is hid in your heart. Glory to God. And when you let that heart speak, glory to God, it'll speak the abundance of life into you. Glory to God. Come on and give us a praise. I always tell God, God, don't let me depart from you. You might not ask God that, but I ask him, God, don't let me die in no sin. Glory to God. I remind God that I repented and ask you to save me, and you saved me. I know I'm saved. But there's a journey that we got to take. It's beyond salvation. It's full of ups and it's full of downs. And we got to live this life. But we got to live it to the commandments of the Word of God. You got to live this thing. It's not head knowledge, glory to God. You got to live this according to as the Word give you utterance unto your soul. That's how you got to walk, glory to God. While he's talking to one, he's talking to the other one, glory to God. And it's not the same conversation, but it's by the same spirit. All at one time, God is leading us. All at one time, he's directing us. All at one time, he's solving each one of our problems. That's different, glory to God. All at the same time, God is delivering. All at the same time, all those that are sick, God is healing, glory to God. All at the same time, while he's healing the sick, those that are sad, God is bringing joy to their spirit. This is the God that I'm talking about. That's what we got on the inside, glory to God, hid in our heart. This is the most valuable treasure upon the earth and in heaven. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. This is a lifestyle. It's not about winning friends and influencing people. It's about serving God. That's all it's about. It's all about Jesus. After all, he paid that life for you and I. Glory to God. That's what David is saying. Don't let me wander from this. All of this that you did up on Calvary. Yeah, he hadn't done it for David yet. But there's the revelatory word of God who is telling David, glory to God, that if he wants to be cleansed, it's going to be by Jesus, glory to God. If he want to be blessed, he's going to be blessed, glory to God. Just like he's been in the past, he shall continue to be blessed. And David know these things. That's why David, I like David, because David, no matter what he went through, David always find time out to praise God. David always find time out to pray, glory to God. And let me tell you something about prayer. Prayer ain't nothing but praise, glory to God. When you open up to God and ask God these things, glory to God, that you know not of, then God will come to your rescue and he will explain his word, glory to God. Let me tell you something else about God. When he comes to your rescue, it's a coveting rescue, glory to God. It's a mission already accomplished. And when God comes, let me tell you one thing. You're on your way out, glory to God, of that trouble that you're in. All you got to do is lift up God and praise him and thank him, glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on and give God some praise. It's good to thank God in advance. Amen. See, that's how you store up your riches in heaven. Where the moth can't corrupt it, the rust can't get to it. Give God some praise in advance. You say, well, I don't know what to praise him, but let's praise him. Let's lift up his name. Let him know that you know that he's God. Praise him. Glory to God. Put some stuff up, glory to God. That's what David said, thine word have I hid in my heart. Put some stuff up in that heart, glory to God. Ah, come on, Moshaka. If you only got head knowledge, glory to God, when the abundance of the heart speak, glory to God, it's going to speak all that negative stuff and all that mess, and them scriptures that you know won't be able to help that heart and help those things that are coming out of that heart. Why? Because you only got head knowledge and you don't understand the word of God, but you got to have more than head knowledge. You got to let the understanding flow down to the body. You got to let the revelation flow down to the body. Yeah, you got to let the deliverance flow down to the body. You got to let that healing power flow to the body. You got to let everything that God has in store for flow down to that body. You got to let all of the power in heaven and earth flow from the head down to the body. And when you recognize this, glory to God, you'll recognize who you are in God. You're somebody in God. You're greater, glory to God, than the things in this earth. You're greater than your circumstances. You're greater than the problems that you're going through. Why? Because Jesus has overcame everything that we are going through, glory to God, so that we are able to go through with victory. Hallelujah. Come on and give us some praise. David goes on. He said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee, that I might not stumble or miss the mark. See, people with head knowledge, they're stumbling. They're missing the mark because now they feel guilty. They know all of these scriptures. And it ain't doing anything for them. Because you got to let it flow from the head down to the body. And David went on, he said, blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy statutes. Teach me thy ways. Teach me that unsearchable word. And the only way I can find out, I got to search it out. I like this. You know, it once was a mystery, but it's no longer a mystery. Because the mystery now that remains is that if we can find that out through searching. I like to search out the word of God because I know I'm going to get some new stuff that I never had before. I done preached on this message 100 times and I'm preaching something tonight that's entirely different because I told God I done did this before. But who are we? We're supposed to be the children of God. So that means they that are led by the Spirit are the children of God. So you got to be led by the Spirit of God. David said, blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. And he said, with my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. Lips. Lips is a part of the human body. It's a part of the body, and with the lips that come speech, that come, you can speak flatter, you can speak lies from those lips. You can speak perversity, you can speak mischief, you can speak all of these things from those lips. But those are not the lips that David is talking about. The lips that David is talking about is the lips of God's people speaking the truth and righteousness that come out of the abundance of the heart, because they'll let that word that they've taken in flow down from the head, and that's through Jesus Christ into the whole body, unto the heart, and God looks on the heart and he's well pleased. Glory to God. And when you open your mouth up now, glory to God, and when you speak out of that abundance of that heart, that treasure that lies there, that's full of peace, that's full of joy, that's full of healing, that's full of blessing, glory to God, that's full of deliverance, that's full of protection, glory to God, that's full of food on your table and clothes on your back and shoes on your feet. It's full of that knowledge, glory to God. It is no longer head knowledge, but it's mixed up with the power of God. And it's the knowledge and it's the wisdom of God that's flowing in your life right now. So now you can live, glory to God, and move and have your being in the one that flows from the head to the whole body, leading you and guiding you along this way, so you won't stumble anymore, glory to God. And if you do stumble and fall down, he's there to pick you up and brush you off and start you all over again. Hallelujah. Come on and give God some praise. So David said, with the lips that you gave me, he said, I'll declare all of your judgments of thy mouth. He said, I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. The testimonies of how God has delivered you is more precious than silver and gold. Glory. Because if it was up to silver and gold from the testimony, it had to be the testimony, then we would have so much money and silver and gold, there won't be any need for it. But when you got a testimony how God healed you, see, gold didn't buy that. Gold didn't bring that forth. When you got a testimony how God saved you, silver didn't do that. Amen. When you got a testimony how God blessed you, when you was about to be having an accident, glory to God, that would have been no way of escape. That's a testimony. Yeah. It's greater than the silver and the gold. Yeah. It's greater than all the riches, glory to God. For that's the pure word of God. That word that you've taken in through the head and flows down through the whole body, glory to God. That word that bless you when you lay down and bless you when you get up. That word that bless you while you're going to and fro. That word that blesses you when you're speaking. That word that bless you, glory to God, when you're walking to and fro. That word that blesses you, glory to God, when you're about your chores that you go out through the day, glory to God. It's the hand of God that's there, that's directing you, glory to God, to keep you safe, to keep you from stumbling along the way. Hallelujah. Come on, give God some praise. David goes on, he said, I will meditate in thy precepts. The word meditate means to commune or speak, pray, study. How you commune with God? Study to show yourself approved. Work, we need not be ashamed. I know how to talk to God. Hallelujah. I don't talk to him, glory to God, in Chinese. I don't know Chinese. I can't talk to him in Korea. I don't know Korea. I know English. And in this Bible, it's written in English. And it's broken down so I can understand it. So I know how to talk to God. I don't just open up the book and start talking, glory to God. I don't open up Revelation and start talking. I study to show myself approved so that I can be the right workman that he has raised up. So all those words that I have taken in, it will start to flow from the head, directed by the Spirit of God, which is the head, glory to God, down to my whole body, down to my whole being, glory to God. And when it flows through your whole being, you understand what you're talking about, glory to God. When you talk to God, and when God talks back to you, you understand what he's saying unto your spirit, glory to God. But if you only got head knowledge, you ain't going to understand the word when it speaks. You ain't going to understand the spirit when it talks to you. Why? Because you're too wrapped up in the scriptures, glory to God. You're too wrapped up in chapter and verse and all of that stuff, glory to God. When you got to be wrapped up in the leading of the Spirit of God. And when you wrapped up in the leading of the Spirit of God, you understand God, glory to God. You can't understand him unless you ask him about himself, glory to God. You can't understand him unless you ask him to direct you. That's what David was saying. He said, don't let me wander from these precepts, glory to God, but keep me in line, God, so that I stay in line, and when I stumble, you'll pick me up. Glory to God. That's what I like about God. David said, I'll commune. I'm going to talk to you, Lord, in thy precepts. Precepts shall mean responsibilities. All of the responsibilities that God has put up on us. Don't you know you're held accountable to walk uprightly before God? You're held accountable for what you speak. You're held accountable for how you talk to people and how you treat people. See, a lot of people they claim they're a Christian and they give people the cold shoulders because they ain't here in church and all that stuff and they on the job somewhere. They talk, down under, glory to God. Those are the ones that with head knowledge. They don't understand it, glory to God. But you got to let it flow, and it's got to come from the heart. And when it comes from the heart, then those ones that you're talking to will feel that love of God, glory to God. But if just coming from the head, glory to God, it's nothing but a tool that you're beating up on folks, glory to God, trying to tell them about this scripture and that scripture. This scripture said, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, and all of this stuff. You're telling this stuff. It's not directed by God. Why? Because it's head knowledge, glory to God. And if it's not directed by the Spirit of God, then it's going to do more damage than anything else. Glory to God. Come on and give God some praise. That's why a lot of people don't get saved right away. They have to get away from them Christians that got head knowledge. You know, that the head can't save you. Then when Christians get saved, they still got head knowledge. The Bible says study to show yourself approved. Glory to God. I used to thought, let me read this thing. But I was a child then. That's what he's talking about. He said, wherewithal shall the young man cleanse himself? I started reading this thing from Genesis. I said, I'm going to read the whole Bible. And my mind was that I'm going to hurry up and do it. I'm going to get all of this in me. And when I go on that job, I remember that guy told me when I got in the tool and dynamic and all this stuff, it was one guy there, and me and him got together and we started a Bible study. And it started breaking out and getting bigger and bigger until it was on every shift. But the first time when I was in that shop, when I got saved, I was happy. I was telling everybody, man, I was talking. Let me tell you something. At that time, it was head knowledge that I didn't understand. That it was really God that saved me. Oh, I knew that. But I would come to church, Pastor Hart would preach and all of that stuff. I would listen. And I'd go back and I'd apply that word. And this guy's name was Raymond. And he said something and I said something. He said, oh, you don't know the word. I've been saved. I think he was saved 5 or 10 years. I've been saved. You don't even understand the word. I still had that head knowledge. And I wanted to jump on it. Because I knew I was saved. And I was smoking. I'm telling you. I turned and walked away. And I told God, that's what David is saying here. Don't let me wander from your word. I said, God, from now on, I'm going to study to show myself approved. And I'm not going to be taken down by anybody else that's telling me that I don't know your word. I'm going to know your word. The next time I talk, God, I'm going to know your word. But let me tell you something. I still had the head knowledge. Because just because I learned something and I was directing it myself. So the next time me and him had a little conversation, guess what? I directed the word. It was head knowledge. And guess what? He got mad like I did. So what am I saying? Let go and let God be God. We was born into this thing through his son. Hallelujah. We yet don't understand everything about God. I don't know about you. I'm just trying to find out what I can find out. Because I know that he's an unlimited God, so I can't find out everything. But I can find out enough to take us over. I can find out enough to keep me protected. You can find out enough about God to bless you. You can find out enough about God to heal you. You can find out enough about God, glory to God, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You can find out enough about God, glory to God, that know that he is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway. You can find out enough about God that he is God, and if you walk in that light, then you are the children of that light, glory to God. And everywhere you go, you got freedom. Everywhere you go, you got victory. Everywhere you go, you got peace, glory to God. It might not seem like peace in the midst of the storm, but God is there, glory to God, and he's weathering the storm, glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on and give him some praise. Precepts of God is our responsibility. We are held accountable for what we do in this earth. We're held accountable for it. Because guess what? When we make it to heaven, there won't be any more working. When we get to heaven, there won't be any more revelatory word. When we get there, oh, the word is there. The word is God. But it ain't going to be no need now for me to study to show myself approved. If you don't do it down here, then when you get there, it's too late. And when you stand before the Father, when you stand before him, either he going to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant, or he going to say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I know ye not, glory to God. You had too much head knowledge when you was in the earth, glory to God. And you didn't let my word flow down to your heart, glory to God. It didn't deliver you. It didn't set you free because you got it, my word, that you knew not of, said God. And when you let go and let God be God, then that word that you have on the inside will cleanse you and wash you and make you whole throughout your entire life up on this earth. Hallelujah. Come on and give God some praise. David said, I will meditate, I will commune in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. The verse up above that one, before it, the very ninth verse, it said, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his what? His way. Cleanse his path. His directions. God knows we need some directions. I don't know about you, you can be 100. You still need God's direction. You can be 20. You still need God's correction. And when you're 20, you really need it. Because that's where the head knowledge come in at. David said, I will meditate upon these precepts. I know this is my responsibility, God, is what he's saying. It is my responsibility to seek you so that I can know the right way or the right path. Because if I don't seek you, then I won't know the right way or the right path that I should take. He said, I have respect unto thy ways. Why? Because his ways is right. You can't go wrong letting God lead you. You can't go wrong letting God direct you. And when you wander from that little glory to God, when you miss the mark or you stumble, Because you let the word flow from the head down into the body, glory to God. That God is right there to rescue you every time. That's why you don't have to walk in fear. He said, fear not, neither be thou dismayed. You don't have to walk in fear. Why? Because you have respected the ways of God, and the ways of God is true. David said, I respected the ways of God. I would delight myself in thy statutes, and I will not forget thy word. Proverbs 6 and 22, and I'm closing. It says, Proverbs 6 and 22 says, when thou goest, it shall lead thee. And when thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. That's Proverbs 6 and 22. You say, what is it saying? It's saying this. It's saying the son who has bound his father's teaching to his heart will find that the teaching in turn will talk with him. Hallelujah. You heard that song about just a little talk with Jesus? Yeah. When you bind these words about your neck and in your heart, then these very words, glory to God, will begin to talk to you when you're in trouble. They'll talk to you when you're in need. They'll talk to you when you're sad. They'll talk to you when you need some comfort, glory to God. That's why the scripture said, lean not on the arm of the flesh. You need God and God, period, glory to God. Or the man might say some nice things to you, some kind things to you, glory to God. But that's head knowledge, glory to God. And it cannot take you through. But if you lean up on the arm of God, glory to God, that mighty arm, that hand, glory to God, that calmed the sea, that one that walked up on the water, glory to God, that one that said, peace be still, and it was still, glory to God. That's the one that you confide in. And when you confide in him, glory to God, you can go all the way. You'll have the right direction, the right instruction, and the right way, and the right word. And that word is Christ. Glory to God. Come on and give God some praise. David said, I will meditate upon these. I won't forget it, God. Don't you know you need God to help you? Because you're going to forget. That's the head knowledge God get the guy again, that one that thinks he ain't going to forget. Oh, you're going to forget. I don't care how spiritual you are, how long you've been saved, baptizing the Holy Ghost and all of that stuff. You're going to forget. Because you're still dealing with the head knowledge. Hallelujah. And when you take it on, if you don't let it flow down to the heart and let God explain what you have studied, let God show you what he's talking about. See, God can take these scriptures, like I told you, I don't preach out of these scriptures many times. God can take these same scriptures and still give you a revelatory word from it that you never heard before. That's the unlimited God that we serve. Amen. He never runs dry. He never gets tired. He never slumber. That's why he can watch over us while we take our little rest. God watches over us. He watches over his word, how we take it in and what we do with it. Those are the precepts. We are responsible for how we take this word in and what we do with it, how we use it. After God explained us the understanding of it, is how you're going to use it. Because you still are held responsible to bring forth the actions, glory to God. At that rhema word, you are still held responsible. And when your actions come forth, if it don't line up, glory to God, with the heart, if it don't line up with the word of God, then it's the wrong action, glory to God. I heard a man say if a negative thing happened, if you go out to the airport, for instance, and you miss your flight, they could have waited one more second, but they didn't even wait 1 second, and you missed that flight. How are you going to act? Are you going to respond, or are you going to react? Responding and react. If it's head knowledge, it's going to be wrong. Because you're going to try to tear the airport up. They shouldn't have left me like that. I want my money back. I want a little interest to it. Or I want the next flight out of here. Ain't no flight going out till tomorrow. You sure enough fuming now. See, you need God every step of the way. I can't express that anymore. You know that you need God every step of the way. Guess what? Because the head knowledge is going to rise up. And if you're not careful, it's going to start cursing. It's going to start putting people down. And you got the scriptures up there. I'm saved. John 3:16. By his stripes I'm healed. I'm full of the power of God. I'm wonderfully blessed. Go around the corner, come back around the corner, they cussing the neighbor. You don't put them grass trimmers on my driveway. You need God every step of the way. So God can give you some peace. No, my neighbor cut my grass. He cut his grass leaves spread all over the sidewalk. You know I don't like that. I sweep my curb. The neighbor across the street said, "Man," he said, "you make sure you don't leave not one leaf. You just sweep up everything. Sweep the curb, everything." I'm in between two houses, so when the rain come, I might as well leave it there because it'll flow to my place and then to the next one where the drain is at. It'll stop right there and sit right in front of my driveway. So God give me some wisdom because I was about to use some head knowledge. And so he was cutting the grass, and when I got there, I pulled up in my driveway, and there was the grass trimmings and all the other stuff. And I got out of my car slowly, and I stood there, you know, and I spoke to him. I said, "How you doing, sir?" He said, "I'm doing fine." And then in the next breath, he said, "Don't worry about that grass on the driveway." He said, "I'm going to blow that off." He said, "I got a blower. Now see, if I'd have said something else, the next time he cut the grass, he'd have had everything over there on my driveway. And I really would have been free, fuming." But you got to let the scriptures that you got in your mind. It says, let the mind of Christ be in you. You got to let those scriptures be in that mind. So when they spoken, glory to God, when the written word becomes a spoken word and then turns into a rhema word, then there'll be peace in the midst of the storm. Come on and give God some praise. Everybody stand. Everyone come down front, please. We have